Looking at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and we continue with part number 6 from our series, Pearls from Surah Yusuf. We've reached the point where the father gives the direction to the brothers and he says to them that now you go and do not enter in from one door. وَدْخُلُوا مِنْ أَبْوَابٍ مُتَفَرِّقَةٍ. Enter from separate gates. And he then expresses his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he places his trust with Allah, and he then sends them off. They then go as the father had directed them. وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَهُمْ أَبُوهُمْ. And when they entered from where their father had ordered them, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا حَاجَةً فِي نَفْسِ يَعْقُوبَ قَضَاهَا. They followed the command as their father had instructed them, although they were not influenced by the evil eye or anything on that nature. But it was this instruction that came. Allah says, مَا كَانَ يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Could not save them from any order of Allah except a desire in Yaqub's heart which he satisfied. وَإِنَّهُ لَذُو عِلْمٍ لِمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah is fully aware of whatever we taught him, but most people do not know. Now when it comes to the issue of reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is two aspects here. On the one hand, there are those who are ignorant and will either place all their reliance on the means and deny taqdeer, predestination. That is one group. Or you'll have others who believe predestination only and abandons all means so they don't do anything whatsoever. Both these are incorrect. We need to combine both taqdeer and adoptions of means. And this is what is the correct position in this regard. And that is what Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam had shown us. Now Yusuf alayhi salam had given his brother Binyamin special treatment. When he met him in privacy, he informed him that I am your true brother Yusuf. The ill treatment of the stepbrothers from the moment they separated from their father. And they took me away. He spoke about his own self and also what Binyamin had to endure. He spoke about the fact that he was thrown into the well, that they stole me as a slave, and therefore put our father into misery, and also having to bear the separation. He also told them that by coming here, he told Binyamin, if they ill-treated you, then do not be grieved at all. The time will come when our grief will come to an end, and it is perhaps that during the journey they used to scold and taunt him on every small thing. And therefore Yusuf al-Islam was consoling him. Allah says, وَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ أَوَىٰ إِلَيْهِ أَخَاهُ. And when they presented themselves before Yusuf, he kept his brother Binyamin with him and said, إِنِّي أَنَا أَخُوكَ. That I am your brother. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And do not grieve over what they did. After that, فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ. When the brothers grain their load under the orders of Yusuf a.s. and their provision for the journey was prepared, جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ. He then placed the drinking cup of his brother, the king's drinking cup, in the provisions of his brother. A silver cup was secretly placed in the luggage of Binyamin. And when the caravan was ready to depart, they started searching for the cup. They eventually suspected this caravan. The caravan was on its journey, and when one of the guards shouted out, ثُمَّ أَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ أَيَّتُوَ الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. O you people of the caravan, you are certainly thieves. You are the ones who had stolen. Now, this is the words that were uttered that time by the guard. Or if it was from Yusuf alayhi salam, remember that a Nabi never spoke a lie. So there were instances where they use what we could term as figurative words, tawriya. And this is something that comes right through the incident that he never uttered a single word that was a lie. He used ambiguous words where he said certain things, the outward meaning would appear to be something where he has something else in mind. And the Shari'i ruling on Tawriyah is that if it's done for a noble and permissible purpose, then there's no doubt that permissibility of it, and in fact, in sometimes there's a recommendation for that. Otherwise, if it's done for something not permissible, then it will be considered as haram and deception. So when he said, innakum lasariqun, that you are thieves, if these were the words of Yusuf al-Islam, then he could very have been referring to the fact that they are the ones that stole him from his father. The brothers then turned to him and said, وَأَقْبَلُوا عَلِمَاذَا تَفْقِدُونَ, that what is it that you've lost? Why are you unnecessarily accusing us of stealing? If you've lost anything, we're still here, you can search our goods. And they then said, نَفْقِدُ سُوَاعَ الْمَلِكِ وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِمْلُ بَعِيرِ وَأَنَا بِهِ زَعِيمٌ. We cannot find the king's cup. Whoever produces it will receive one camel's load, and I guarantee that. So the cup that the king would drink from, the cup that he used to measure his grain, that has been lost, and whoever produces it without any trickery or argumentation, then that person would have the reward. Yusuf alayhi salam saying he guarantees that. And the immediate response was, Tallahi laqad alimtum ma ji'na linufsida fil ard wa ma kunna sariqin. By Allah, you know that we did not come here to make mischief in the land, neither were we thieves. Our ways and good behavior is well known to everyone in Egypt. Is there anyone who could tell us that, or tell, say that we committed any mischief here? We have neither come here with that intention, nor are we from a family of thieves. They themselves then stipulated, قَالُوا فَمَا جَزَاؤُهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. What is the punishment thereof if you are made out to be liars? The guards asked, you're wasting your time in arguing. If the item is found, what will you do? And they then said, جَزَاؤُهُ مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِهِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. The punishment thereof is that the one who possesses it, in whose possession it is found, he shall be the requital thereof. كَذَلِكَ نَجِّ الظَّالِمِينَ. This is the punishment we mete out to the wrongdoers. So this was the punishment for stealing in the Sharia of Ibrahim a.s. In other words, the person by whom the stolen item is found will have to remain a slave for 1 year. Yusuf al-Islam's brothers were very unhesitant in mentioning this punishment, which was according to their legal laws, because they were convinced that they were neither thieves nor did they steal anything. And by this admission, they got caught in their own net. They set the punishment out, and then the consequences had to be borne by one of them at that instance when the matter proceeded. So what had that then happened after the conversation? The guards took them to Aziz, who was Yusuf, and related the entire incident to him. He then ordered that they search the bags, the purses, etc. And they began with the other brother's stuff. فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْئِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَ مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. They then began searching the bags of the brothers. Eventually they took out the cup from Binyamin's bag. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ. Allah says, this is how we planned the stratagem that we suggested to Yusuf. This is the plan we taught him. مَا كَانَ لِيَأْخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ الْمَلِكِ إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءُ اللَّهِ. That he would not have been able to detain his brother under the king's law except if Allah wills. It was the brothers themselves who said that the one whose goods the cup is found could be made a slave. And it was on this statement that they were caught, that this was not the Egyptian law, it was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything had fallen in place. Allah says that we teach the wisdom and planning to whoever we will. Our subtle planning, through that we elevate a person. So look at it now. The very person who had stolen Yusuf al-Islam from his father and sold him for a few dirhams, look at what had now transpired. They're standing before Yusuf al-Islam, accused of stealing, and they have to atone for their past misdeeds perhaps. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the plan. This is how Allah puts things in place. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We raise the rank of whom we will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply says that wherever we want to elevate to a position, we do that. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. And above every knowledgeable person, there is one more knowledgeable. There's one more knowledgeable in this world. There's another person who is more knowledgeable than the first, then another more than the second, and so on. Above all of those is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knower of the unseen. So we should never think of ourselves as knowing everything. There's always someone more knowledgeable, someone more capable. Don't think of yourself to be indispensable. Because you will be shocked when you find that you are dispensable. There's no one in this world who's indispensable. And sometimes we as human beings, you know, we fall into that mistake and we think, you know, the company cannot carry on without me. My contribution, if without me, and you're looking at what you're doing at that time, that there's no one in the company that can do what I'm doing. And not to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may send someone who can do things better than yourself. Better than yourself. So realize that. So in this incident, it was the will of Allah to complete the test on the trials on Yaqub alayhi salam. After the separation from Yusuf, Binyamin also had to be separated from him. The two brothers were separated from each other. Now they together, after removing Yusuf alayhi salam from the depths of trials and tribulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Yusuf alayhi salam to first meet his stepbrothers, then his blood brother, and then eventually his father and the rest of the family. This is the decision that Allah had made for him. So what we do not know, what are the underlying reasons why these events had to take place in a particular manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the cause of events and how it was to unfold. But look at the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam in the very wretched way they make reference. And to point out their own piety, they make false accusations against Yusuf alayhi salam. What did they say? قَالُوا إِيَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That if he had stolen, if Binyamin had stolen, a brother of his had committed a theft before him. They made a false accusation against innocent Yusuf alayhi salam after such a long time. And there was no need for this at this time. And sometimes we say things out of place, there's no need for it. And we just want to, you know, get back at people, and we put these sentences in without any purpose. Yusuf al-Islam remained silent. فَأَسَّرَّهَا يُوسُفَ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِيَا لَهُمْ. Yusuf did not address the matter, remained silent, not revealing to them. Despite such a serious allegation, Yusuf al-Islam did not lose his control. This is because the divine wisdom did not want the secret to be exposed as yet. So Yusuf al-Islam keeps quiet to this accusation, even though we find that the other instance when there was an accusation against him having committed the immoral act with Zulaikha, then he, at that time he saw it fit when the time was right, he then cleared his name. So it doesn't mean that you should remain quiet to an accusation, but if the time is right, then you may clear that. Now, antum sharrum makana, he said to himself that you are worse in rank. Allah a'lam ma tasifun, and Allah is fully aware of your attributes. You are worse in rank, and Allah is fully aware of your attributes. In other words, instead of the police officers reprimanding the thief here, what you have a situation is that the thief is reprimanding the police officers. They are being accused of theft, yet they are telling that the king is the one who is a thief. And just now they had said that they are not thieves, and were never thieves. But once the stolen item was found amongst them, now they even bring the other brother into the picture. This is the nature of man, that we always have lots of alibis and stories. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّ الْعَزِيزِ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّ نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What did they say? Oh, Aziz, he has an old father, very aged, who has advanced in age. Why don't you take one of us in his place? Inna naraka minal muhsinin. We see that you are of the virtuous ones. So they were speaking on behalf of the father, who they had to take this qasam and take a vow that they would look after. And after Yusuf alayhi salam, he was so grieved. Now they were worried that, imagine, one more brother, what would happen to our father after this? So the king simply said, مَعَذَ اللَّهِ نَأْخُذَ إِلَّا مَا وَجَدْنَا مَتَانَا إِنْدَهُ. Allah forbid that we detain someone other than whom we found the item with. For then It would certainly be unjust that may Allah protect us from detaining an innocent person in place of another. We can only detain the one whom, in whose possession it was found. And he is Benjamin, who will live with me as a blood brother. So even in this context, Yusuf al-Islam said, he did not say the one who stole. He said the one in whose possession it was found, which was a short, he could have said the one who stole, which would have been a shorter reply. But he rather used that in the entire incident, as we indicated, that not at once did he speak any lie. It was ambiguous statements. فَلَمَّا اسْتَيْأَسُوا مِنُ خَلَصُوا نَجِيَّا. So when the brothers became despondent after hearing Yusuf alayhi salam's reply, they moved away from the gathering and engaged in mutual consultation. So when they despaired of him, they set aside to confer together. قَالَ كَبِيرٌ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَبَاكُمْ قَدْ أَخَذَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَوْثِقًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ مَا فَرَّطْتُمْ فِي يُوسُفَ. The eldest then said, do you not know that your father took a pledge of Allah from you? And do you not remember how you failed before that with regards to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? So the majority of them felt that now they should return home. The senior one was in age or in knowledge. He said that, how are we going to face our father? How are we going to face him? What answer are we going to give to the pledge that we made with him? We have committed a mistake concerning Yusuf previously, and the effect of that mistake is still present. For all of us to leave Benjamin behind here will be extremely cruel. And it's for that reason that he said that, فَلَنْ أَبْرَحَ الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى يَأْذَنَ لِي أَبِي أَوْ يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ لِي. I will not leave this country until my father commands me, or Allah passes judgment in my favor. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And he is the best of judges. That he said that now I'm not going to move, I'm not going to leave this place until Allah decides in this regard. If I'm destined to die here, that will be the case. I'm able to free Benjamin in some way, then that would be better. He then says to them, irji'u ila abikum faqulu ya abana inna ibnaka sarak wa ma shahidna illa bima alimna wa ma kunna lil ghaibi hafidin. He says, return to your father and say, oh father, your son has committed a theft, and we only said that which we knew, and we had no idea of the unseen. So leave me here, he's saying to them, and go and tell him that an unexpected incident had taken place. We had promised to protect him, but we could only do what was in our hands, and beyond that, we could not do. And he then even said, وَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَةَ الَّتِي كُنَّا فِيهَا وَالْعِيرَ الَّتِي أَقْبَلْنَا فِيهَا وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. Ask the town in which we were and the caravan in which we came. We are certainly telling the truth. He then advised that, tell our father that he may investigate the manner in which we looked after Benjamin, all those who traveled with us, that we were good to him and that we did what was in our best of capacity. What was the reply of Yaqub alayhi salam? بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. Your hearts have concocted a story. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Patience is now the best for me. عَسَى اللَّهُ أَيَأْتِينِي بِهِمْ جَمِيعًا. Perhaps Allah will bring them all together to me. إِنَّهُ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. That he alone is aware and wise. So just as the occasion, the previous time, Yaqub alayhi salam did not believe the story. However, the speech of a Nabi is never false. It was the fabrication of the son, and Yusuf was also a son. So you could take it in that sense when he said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمَرًا. So here, when he said لَكُمْ, it referred to all of them. What also we pick up from this is that when the cup was found amongst the provisions, Yaqub al-Islam was saying that you could have asked them, how can theft be proved this way? It is possible that someone could have hidden it here in his provisions. So instead of defending him, you mentioned that your other brother had also stolen before. In so doing, you reinforced the crime. If your hearts were clean, you would have not done that. So this is all fabricated lies. And in the end, Yaqub al-Islam says, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, that I will exercise patience. And we can gauge from this that despite all the doom and gloom, the dispiriting situation, the hearts of the Anbiya al-Islam do not despair even after a lengthy period of time, they always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think that is where we end off for today, reflecting on the fact that we need to always have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what the circumstances are, we always have hope that Allah will bring the change. The darkness seems to have enveloped the world. Muslims are under dire circumstances in every part of the world, yet we continue to be optimistic, to have good expectations that conditions will change in our favor. We will be granted vicegerentship on this world. That Islam will reign dominant in the world. And Muslims will live in peace and harmony. And the deen of Islam will spread. We remain very hopeful in that regard. And that is part of our iman. And whatever circumstances come our way, we bear it patiently. We will continue with our series. This brings us to the close of this segment, which is the sixth episode or installment in our series, Pearls from Surah Yusuf.